When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. I believe a strong woman may be stronger than a man, particularly if she happens to have love in her heart. I guess a loving woman is indestructible, wrote John Steinbeck. Well, Abigail Adams, though quite mortal, was fairly a good example of Steinbeck's tough, loving, strong woman. She was the wife of President John Adams and the mother of John Quincy Adams, who became the sixth president of the United States. But long before there was a designated National Women's History Month, feisty Abigail was making history herself. Her intelligence and grit were natural abilities honed at home. Yet as a wife and mother, she championed equal education for women, believing that educated mothers must raise educated children. In Abigail's biography, it is stated that John Adams spent a lot of time away from home with his busy law practice. He was gone even more when he became an active member of the American Revolution and the Revolutionary War. Abigail was often left to carry much of the burden at home. During so many hours spent apart, the couple remained close through a continuous and intimate correspondence with each other. It is believed that they exchanged more than 1,100 love letters. Now, as John Adams helped form a new government, Abigail expressed concern to him within those letters about how women would be treated as this new nation took shape. In one signed, sealed, and delivered sentiment, she requested that he, quote, remember the ladies and be more generous and favorable to them than your ancestors, end quote. Abigail remained a supportive spouse and a confidant after her husband became the president in 1797. Now, some critics objected to her obvious influence over her hubby, calling her Mrs. President. Perhaps their title for her was born out of sarcasm, but it aptly suited a woman who captained the Adams ship single-handedly at home, as well as any man could lead a country. While husband John was in Philadelphia working on behalf of American independence, Abigail ran the family farm and reared their children. As one historian noted, although women at that time did not normally handle business affairs, Abigail traded livestock, hired help, bought land, oversaw construction, and she supervised the planting and harvesting. She once wrote, I hope in time to have the reputation of being as good a farmist as my partner has of being a good statesman. Down the road a few decades, rural women like Abigail Adams continued to be crucial to American agriculture. They served as bookkeepers for farming operations, were involved in marketing the products, and have tended the gardens that were a mainstay of the diets for farm families. Some were active participants during times like planting or harvest when every available body was pressed into service. But those contributions didn't show up in the statistics gathered by the Department of Agriculture until in the mid-80s, when the Census of Farming found that 48.7% of women living on farms were at that time then employed off the farm. At a time of rural economic crisis, a second source of income off the farm was a matter of economic necessity. The percentage of women in off-farm jobs rose even higher in the 2000s, up to 65%. Yet today, 969,672 women, according to the census, are farmers in the United States. That's 31% who contribute an economic impact of $12.9 billion on the farm. Now, whether working on or off, or on and off the farm, I think Abigail would be proud of the intelligent, educated, hardworking, and loving women of rural America who are making history even as we speak. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.